Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Joining us on the line now is Alyssa Jordan. She's been studying Marilyn Monroe since the age of 5. She co-hosts the All Things Marilyn podcast. Hello, Norma Jean is a book about the Marilyn Monroe you didn't know. It explores the legendary star's family history, connection to the movies from childhood, her personal life as an adult, and her interest in continually educating herself. Welcome to the show, Alyssa.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. Thank you for joining us. So can you remember then what first kind of fascinated you about Marilyn Monroe? What made you so interested in following her?
Well, it started off, innocently enough, I just happened to catch one of her movies on television, and it was Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, and I remember seeing Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. And, you know, I've looked back on it and tried to figure out what captivated me so much. And I think it was just everything that little girls love. It was, you know, a woman who looked like a Barbie doll, and it was pink and sparkly, and there were ballet dancers and hearts, and it was love at first sight. And I was hooked, and I've been studying her ever since.
Yeah. It must be a challenge, I guess, to try and find out information about her and her life that people don't already know. I mean, she has to be one of the most talked about women in the world.
She definitely is. The problem with Marilyn is there are so many incorrect stories out there that it's hard to dig through and figure out what's true and what's not true. So the good news is, now that her personal paperwork has kind of come to light, we can start going through the actual paperwork, receipts to find out where she was on certain days, her financial reports to see what she was buying and writing checks for. And that really helps, you know, her contracts for movies, that kind of thing. And that is the beginning of starting to sift through her personal life and figuring out what is fact and what is fiction, because unfortunately a lot of what is out there is fiction.
Interesting. Can you give us some examples? What are the most common misconceptions and myths about her?
Sure. I think the biggest one, and unfortunately I think a big part of the fascination with her, would be the affair that she supposedly had with the Kennedy brothers. And when you start digging into her, you realize there's just no evidence to support that there was any kind of affair with either one of them at all. And people don't want to believe that when I tell them. But if you start going through her paperwork and you start digging into the paperwork of the Kennedy brothers, they did meet each other a couple of times, but they were never alone in the same rooms. It was always a public event. And they were very rarely in each other's presence. So the idea of an affair just becomes absurd, to be honest with you.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Things like that, that, as you say, have been talked about so often by so many different people that they sort of become fact, but they're actually not. I mean, I don't know how, when and why that rumor started then.
Oh, well, it actually started in 1964 by a man named Frank Capel, who was what we would now call a radical, a political radical. And he was a right extremist. And even if you weren't far enough to the right, he didn't like you. He actually was convicted of a felony here in the state of California for slandering a U.S. senator, because that senator was a Republican, but he voted in favor of the Civil Rights Act, for example. So he had a history of going after political enemies. In 1964, he went after Bobby Kennedy. By this time, Marilyn was dead. President Kennedy was dead, and he feared that Robert Kennedy would run for president, and that was a very real fear because he ended up running for president. So he started circulating a pamphlet with this idea that she had had a relationship with the Kennedy brothers and that they might in some way be responsible for her death. And we can now pinpoint where that rumor started, and from there it just sort of grew. It was reported to the FBI, and in the 60s, before the rumor really caught hold, the FBI just kind of blew it off as some nut job, like, oh, we don't have to pay attention to this guy, he's a nut. And it wasn't until the early 70s that other writers picked up on it and published their own books, including Norman Mailer, who was a respected author. And then people started to really listen to these rumors.
Yeah, interesting. What about the idea of her size? You know, people often kind of talk about her being plus size and, you know, trying to make women feel better about themselves, that they don't need to be skinny because Marilyn Monroe wasn't. What actual size was she?
She was, you have to remember that she was very small, but her clothing sizes, say, you know, size 12, size 14, size 16, because clothing sizes were different than they are now. We've been resized as an industry as a whole, but she was actually quite tiny. She was 5'5" and in American weight, she weighed between 115 pounds and 120 pounds. In the late 50s, when she was married to Arthur Miller and she had a couple of miscarriages, she did put on a little weight, but she was actually quite thin. But along those lines, I would like to say that women of every size are beautiful. So whatever size you are, please don't despair that Marilyn was very tiny. But yeah, those rumors aren't quite true.
Interesting. After all these years, that's funny, isn't it?
So, yeah.
So what kind of things, another thing you talk about in the book relating to her size, I guess, is food. What kind of things did she like to eat?
Uh-huh. She was kind of ahead of her time when she was watching what she ate. She did try to keep fit. She exercised and lifted weights, and she also ate what we would now call a high protein diet. So she would eat things like steak, vegetables, eggs, that kind of thing.
Okay. Interesting. And what about for entertainment? What kind of books did she read?
She had there were over 400 books in her library. And she had a wide variety. She liked to read literature. She liked to read plays. She was very into self-help, what we would now call self-help. So she was constantly reading about acting and how to keep your body fit, because she had been taught that for an actor, your body is your instrument. So she was looking into the connection between the body and the mind. She liked philosophy. She loved Freud. She was into that kind of thing.
Interesting. You talk about her personal life as an adult. Again, I guess that's something that has been portrayed many times in books and films. Were you able to find out something new?
Well, just kind of looking at how she came to know Arthur Miller and how she played a role in really breaking down the power of the House on Un-American activities, because she and Arthur Miller did stand up to the government. She almost lost her career over that. And I really did kind of a deep dive, almost getting into the weeds, so to speak, about how she and Arthur fought that and how she was part of Arthur Miller and Elia Kazan trying to get a screenplay made called The Hook. She went with them to a meeting at Columbia Studios when she was a starlet. And that screenplay ended up not getting made because Columbia wanted to turn the union members into communists. And Arthur Miller refused to change his screenplay. And therefore, it wasn't made. Columbia turned him down. And that really showed her that he had a lot of integrity. Then he did not name names to the House on Un-American Activities, but the man she was seeing, Elia Kazan, did. And that led to a fractious relationship between Kazan and Miller, who were good friends and collaborators, and she switched her allegiance from the man she was dating at the time, Kazan, over to Miller.
Mm-hmm.
When she started dating Joe DiMaggio, she kind of put that infatuation off to the side. When she divorced Joe DiMaggio, she kind of started to rekindle her feelings for Arthur Miller. So that unmade screenplay had a profound impact on the lives of all three of them, Monroe, Miller, and Kazan.
Yeah, fascinating. And the million-dollar question, of course, is how did she actually die? That's also been discussed and debated ever since.
Yeah, we know how she died. She died of an overdose of barbiturates. And if you read the autopsy report, it becomes pretty clear that it was a slow shutdown, which an overdose would be. If you look at her blood levels and the levels of barbiturates in her liver, the barbiturates had the opportunity to go through her system twice. Her liver absorbed the drugs twice, and that's a sign that she fully digested them. That would fully explain why her stomach was empty, because sometimes people will say there's something nefarious about there not being pill residue in her stomach. No, it just means that she digested them and her body had the time to digest them, and we know that from looking at her liver levels. So she definitely died of a self-inflicted overdose. What we don't know is if it was accidental or if it was on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess it's one of those things that potentially we'll never know.
No, we can't ask her.
No.
She had attempted suicide. I would love to, but she had attempted suicide in the past. But a lot of times they were cries for help. She fully expected to be rescued, and she was.
Mm.
So we don't know if it was, this is really it, I'm all done, or someone's going to rescue me again.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, isn't it? Well, if people want to get a copy of the book, it's called Hello, Norma Jean. It's available on our website, tre.radio, in the bookshop section there. It's by Alyssa Jordan, who we've been chatting with today. Alyssa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.